Welcome to Got Invention Radio with your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to Got Invention Radio, segment 4 with Sari Creven of Boogenhead. www.booginhead.com. Welcome back, Sari.
Thank you.
We have a caller. We have Matt Butler, and I recognize this name. I'm looking. I see that he was on our show. Matt, are you there?
Yeah, I sure am. Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great.
So Matt was on our show about a month ago, and Matt wanted to tell our listeners some information.
Sure. One of the biggest questions I had to you, Brian, was I was in a debate because I had multiple licensing agreements with multiple companies, and the advice that you gave me on the show and after the show, it helped me out so much that I finally, after a lot of thought, signed the dotted line the other day for an incredible licensing agreement for my new lawn game.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. And I know that our expert panel that day gave all kinds of advice to you, and I'm glad that we gave you a good, swift kick because you had all these licensing deals on the table and you needed to make a decision. So congratulations, Matt. Thank you for continuing to support and listen to our show and pass the word. Got Invention Radio is here to help you. So we're glad that we helped you, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Matt. So, Sari, Matt was somebody that just basically had it and just wanted more, and I guess he went towards the – well, I didn't guess. He actually went towards the licensing route to partner up with somebody that had that distribution.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a boiling point for you also, right?
Yes, it was. I mean, I definitely considered that route, and I think that it is a great way to go for a lot of people. And I even think, you know, there could potentially be things down the road that maybe don't fit within my product line, but that I might want to license out. And now that I understand the industry a little bit better, it can be a great arrangement. I have several friends that are in the business that have done that and have had a lot of success with it.
Okay, but you're a little different because what you did was you took your product, you have multiple SKUs, right? You have multiple line. You expanded your line, plus you're also coming out with these other products. It must have been hard when you first had that first one. I mean, you had that big break with Target there.
Mm-hmm.
But it must have been hard with one product to really get some traction in the market. How did you do it?
Well, I think that that's a really good point because one of the things that Target had said to me, one of the best piece of advice that was given to me was, you know, as a retailer, they want to see multiple products from the same brand on the shelf in the same area. So, for example, my Sippy Grip is in kind of the feeding section. So they didn't want me to bring another product to market that was going to be displayed someplace on the other end of the store. They wanted my brand to build a brand within the same shelf. And so that is really where I started focusing on expanding my line with the same same area in mind of where it would sit on the shelf, because it really is much more attractive to retailers that way.
Okay. So just because this is the last segment and we have about 5 or 6 minutes left, you have the Sippy Grip, you have the Passy Grip, and you have the Splat Mat, right?
Yes.
So the Sippy Grip was obviously your first one, the Passy Grip was the second, and the Splat Mat was the third?
Yes.
Okay. And which is the most successful product you have on the market right now? What's selling the best?
Actually, the Passy Grip right now is the most successful product. Sippy Grip, not that far behind. Splat Mat is pretty new still, so it doesn't have as much traction as the other two right now. But, I mean, Passy Grip is just, I mean, they just can't keep it in stock in some of the larger stores. So it's really been a great, great seller for me.
So when you had Sippy Grip and you started to get that test out there in Target, when did Passy Grip come in to kind of expand that line?
So Passy Grip, you know, the Passy Grip for me was like I guess I'll do a pacifier holder, you know, and I'm already printing the material. I just need to, you know, add a clip on to the end. It was just kind of it was like a throwaway in my head. And actually the first version of the Passy Grip that came out was A, it was different than what it is now, and B, it had a different name too. And so, the first version was just kind of like all the other ones that were out there. And it was from listening to my customers and understanding what they needed that I made some changes and made it a universal pacifier holder, and that's really when it really caught on. And it's interesting because I've always considered, you know, Sippy Grip to be my flagship product, but it's really the Passy Grip that when I went to Babies R Us, they were more interested in the Passy Grip than they were the Sippy Grip.
You see, it's funny, and one of our listeners also saying, I would have thought to sell the Sippy Grip, the tether, and with the Passy Grip, because she must be looking online, I would have spent so much time looking for the bottle and for the pacifier. But
right.
What you did is you just left it at that, simple
right.
enough.
Right, exactly. So, and then with the splat mat, the way that I look at new products is, for me, it's not just about expanding the line. There's got to be a reason. There's got to be something you're solving for. And the way that I look at my product line is, it has to be functional, solve a problem, and also really affordable. And with the splat mat, all the really cute splat mats I saw out there with really modern, fresh patterns were $30, $40, and I just would rather put a garbage bag on my floor. I mean, it was just way too expensive. And so I wanted to find a way to bring something that was fresh and fashionable to the crowd that couldn't or wouldn't buy a really expensive splat mat. And especially in this economy, it's really a need versus a want. And so that's the audience that I wanted to continue speaking to.
Very interesting. So we have about two minutes and change left, Sari.
Okay.
I know that there's so much to talk about, and I'm glad that you had an opportunity, and the listeners want to know more about your products. But really, as an inventor, we're on the same page here. Just give us, in a couple minutes, give us some advice. Tell us what, can we do this alone? There's so many thoughts that are in our mind. Who can we trust? Who can we partner with? How do we build it? You know, there's so many questions. Give us your best advice in the next 2 minutes.
Well, I think my best advice is that I think a lot of people get stuck in the place where they want it to look exactly right and be perfect before they really put it out there. And they're also afraid that somebody else is going to steal their idea. But you have to kind of put that fear aside. And my best advice is to find a trade show that is in the industry that your product is in, and go, and even if your booth is nothing but a table with one prototype on it, get some real feedback from buyers, understand what the market is looking for, really understand what the price points are, because that's going to be the best kind of research that you can do. And also, if you're not getting good feedback, I've had ideas for products where I haven't brought them to fruition because people just didn't respond to them. And sometimes you have to know when it's time to let go, too. So get it out there. Get some good legal advice. Make sure that you have people sign NDAs. And just kind of listen to your customers, because they are the ones that are going to be buying the product, so they know what they really want.
That's awesome. You're having fun doing this, aren't you?
I'm so passionate about it, and the thing that's just been so amazing for me lately is that I am in the place that I'm at because of so many great resources that have been enabled me to get here. So it's so fun for me to be able to kind of pay it forward and give back.
Well, as a fellow inventor, I'm very proud of your success story. I see on your website you have a lot of different things here and links for different press and different stories that have been written on you. And I continue to wish you all the best. And we really appreciate having you on our show tonight. There's a lot that the inventors out there definitely learned tonight, and we really appreciate having you.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I had a lot of fun.
Thank you. So what's next? I mean, there's going to be more coming up with Got Invention Radio. We take a look at our website and take a look at our upcoming guests. We had Sari Creven tonight. She's a mompreneur. Boogenhead, which is www.boogenhead.com. Sari, thank you so much. You've been listening to Got Invention Radio on wsradio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. Thank you very much for listening. Until next week, have a great week.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. Build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you've never built a website in your life. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 per month. Log on now to NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
Buzz Aldrin, the second man to walk on the moon, flies again with WS Radio. Hi, this is Jack Warren, Senior VP for the WS Radio Networks, and on September 3rd, 2009, WS Radio made history by broadcasting from the only Zeppelin in the United States, high above the Southern California skies, and we launched a local station, WSRadioDC.com, the global voice of the nation's capital. We were privileged to have Buzz Aldrin join us for this historic broadcast using new wireless technology for Internet radio. We want to thank Mr. Aldrin for his service to our country and invite you to log on to BuzzAldrin.com to purchase his New York Times best-selling book, Magnificent Desolation. His autobiography, which covers his incredible Apollo 11 journey to dealing with depression and alcoholism, and his triumph over it. So go to BuzzAldrin.com. That's BuzzAldrin.com. When it comes to printers, Canon technology has changed the way images and text are put to paper. Canon's laser beam printer technology has redefined both color and black and white printing standards in over 80% of the world's laser printer. Canon's bubble jet printing technology has completely revolutionized color printing by consistently delivering new innovations from personal use and home office businesses to corporate solutions. Canon printers have the technology and reliability you're looking for. Learn more at Canon.com.
Business owners, save up to 25% on your credit card processing fees now with no contract. This is Chris Murch, founder of WS Radio. Since we have dozens of shows to help you start and grow your business, I want to give you a quick business tip. You can easily save money on your credit card processing fees with no contract. I want to introduce you to Renee. She saved WS Radio over 25% in credit card processing fees. Over the years, we've processed hundreds of thousands of dollars in credit cards, and it saved us thousands in fees. It only takes 5 minutes of your time to see if she can help. She'll give you the good news either way. She'll either save you money each month or let you know you have a good processor. Plus, she doesn't require a contract. Go month to month to see for yourself. Log on to cutcreditcardcost.com. That's cutcreditcardcost.com. It's your money. Why not keep more of it?